patting goodbye. Doubtless they told the lad he'd always show the Hun a brave man's face. Father would sooner him dead than in disgrace. Was proud to see him go, aye and glad. Perhaps his mother whimpered how she'd fret until he got a nice, safe wound to nurse. Sisters would wish girls too could shoot, charge, curse. Brothers would send his favourite cigarette. Each week, month after month, they wrote the same, thinking him sheltered in some YM hut, where once an hour a bullet missed its aim, and Mrs. teased the hunger of his brain. His eyes grew old with wincing, and his hand reckless with ague. Courage leaked as sand from the best sandbags after years of rain. But never leave. Wound, fever, trench foot, shock, untrapped the wretch. And death seemed still withheld. For torture of lying mechanically shelled, at the pleasure of this world's powers who'd run amok. He'd see men shoot their hands on night patrol. Their people never knew, yet they were vile. Death sooner than dishonour, that's the style, so father said. One dawn, our wire patrol carried him. This time, death had not missed. We could do nothing but wipe his bleeding cough. Could it be accident? Rifles go off. Not sniped, no. Later they found the English ball. It was the reasoned crisis of his soul. Against the fires that would burn him whole, but kept him for death's perjury and scoff, and life's half promising, and both their riling. With him they buried the muzzle his teeth had kissed, and truthfully wrote the mother, Tim died smiling.